Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 30. And when Rachel saw that she bore Yaakov no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Yaakov,
"Give me children, or else I am going to die."
And Yaakov's displeasure burned against Rachel, and he said,
"Am I in the place of Elohim, who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?"
And she said,
"See my female servant Bilhah. Go into her, and let her bear over my knees, and let me be built up from her as well."
So she gave him Bilhah, her female servant, as wife, and Yaakov went in to her. And Bilhah conceived and bore Yaakov a son. And Rachel said,
"Elohim has rightly ruled my case, and has also heard my voice and given me a son."
So she called his name Dan. And Rachel's female servant Bilhah conceived again and bore Yaakov a second son. And Rachel said,
"With great wrestlings I have wrestled with my sister, and I have overcome."
So she called his name Naphtali. And Leah saw that she had ceased bearing, and she took Zilpah, her female servant, and gave her to Yaakov as wife. And Leah's female servant Zilpah bore Yaakov a son. And Leah said,
"What luck!"
So she called his name Gad. And Leah's female servant Zilpah bore Yaakov a second son. And Leah said,
"I am Baruch, for the daughter shall call me Baruch."
So she called his name Asher. And Reuven went in the days of wheat harvest and found love apples in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. And Rachel said to Leah,
"Please give me some of your son's love apples."
But she said to her,
"Is it a small matter that you have taken away my husband? Would you take away my son's love apples too?"
And Rachel said,
"Therefore, let him lie with you tonight for your son's love apples."
And when Yaakov came out of the field in the evening, Leah went out to meet him and said,
"Do come in to me, for indeed, I have hired you with my son's love apples."
And he lay with her that night. And Elohim listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Yaakov a fifth son. And Leah said,
"Elohim has given me my hire, because I have given my female servant to my husband."
So she called his name Yisachar. And Leah conceived again and bore Yaakov a sixth son. And Leah said,
"Elohim has presented me with a good present. Now my husband is going to dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons."
So she called his name Zevulun. And afterward she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah. And Elohim remembered Rachel, and Elohim listened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bore a son and said,
"Elohim has taken away my reproach."
So she called his name Yosef and said,
"Yahuwah has added to me another son."
And it came to be when Rachel had borne Yosef that Yaakov said to Laban,
"Send me on my way to go to my own place and to my land. Give my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go. For you yourself know my service which I have done for you."
And Laban said to him,
"If I have found favor in your eyes, please stay. For I have diligently watched that Yahuwah has barach me for your sake."
And he said,
"Name me your wages, and I give it."
So he said to him,
"You know how I have served you, and how your livestock has been with me. For the little you had before I came has increased greatly, and Yahuwah has barach you since my coming. But now, when am I to provide for my own house too?"
And he said,
"What do I give you?"
And Yaakov said,
"Give me naught. If you do this for me, I shall again feed and guard your flocks. Let me pass through all your flock today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted sheep, and all the black ones among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and these shall be my wages. And my righteousness shall answer for me in time to come, when you come concerning my wages. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and black among the lambs, it is stolen if it is with me."
And Laban said,
"See, let it be according to your word."
And on that day, he put aside the male goats that were speckled and spotted, and all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, every one that had some white in it, and all the black ones among the lambs, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he put 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Jacob took for himself rods of green poplar, and of the almond and chestnut trees, peeled white strips in them, and exposed the white which was in the rods. And he put the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, and in the watering troughs, where the flocks came to drink. And they conceived when they came to drink. So the flocks conceived before the rods, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob separated the lambs, and made the flocks face toward the streaked and all the black in the flock of Laban. But he put his own flocks by themselves, and did not put them with Laban's flock. And it came to be, whenever the strong ones of the flock conceived, that Jacob placed the rods before the eyes of the flock in the gutters, so they would conceive among the rods. But when the flocks were weak, he did not put them in. So the weak ones were Laban's, and the strong ones Jacob's. Thus the man increased very much, and had many flocks, and female and male servants, and camels and donkeys.